This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We have a 2019 Rogers WHL champion. The Prince Albert Raiders are headed to Halifax for the 2019 Memorial Cup presented by Kia. We'll take you back to that championship moment and hear from the players and coaches involved. That's coming up in moments. 2019 WHL championship between Prince Albert and Vancouver would need seven games and then a little overtime. We take you back inside the Yardhauser Center.
Steps out on the backhand, can't get the shot. He'll turn back. Back door. Hanoud! Yes! He scores! It's over! It's over! Game seven! Overtime! Oh. Hero! Dante Hanoud! Do you believe it? And the boys of 85 no longer stand alone. A new generation just brought the cup home for the second time in franchise history. The Prince Albert Raiders are Western Hockey League champions.
That was Trevor Redden on the call for 900 CKBI Radio Prince Albert as the 12th Game 7 in WHL championship history goes to the Raiders. 11 years after the last sudden-death finish in the championship series when Brennan Bosch scored the winner for the Medicine Hat Tigers, coincidentally against the Vancouver Giants in 2007. The WHL's Director of Communications, Taylor Rolka, was busy on the ice postgame. Taylor caught up with the overtime hero.
With Prince Albert Raiders forward Dante Hanoud. Dante, you're a Western Hockey League champion. How's it feel?
Pretty unbelievable. It's pretty special, and the boys worked so hard for this.
You score the game-winning goal in overtime in Game 7. How much does that mean to you? How much are you going to remember this for the rest of your life?
I'm 100% going to remember this for my life. As a kid, you dream about it. Best scenario, Game 7, overtime, championship. Unbelievable. There's nothing better than that.
Take me through that goal. How did that play develop through your eyes?
I blocked out, but before Greggs came down, had a little lane back door. On my stick, off my stick. Slowest motion ever. I don't even know what to say. It was unbelievable.
It took three tries to finally knock Vancouver out. What was the key to finally getting past them in this seventh game?
I think just sticking with it, playing as a team, 60-plus minutes every night. And I think we stuck to our game plan, and we just battled through.
Taylor also spoke with winning head coach Mark Habscheid.
Mark, you're a Western Hockey League champion right now. How's that feel?
Oh, it's good. It's not about me. I'm just happy for the city, the organization, but mostly for these kids. You know, a lot of them. Sean Montgomery's been with me right from the start. A lot of these guys, a few years ago, you know, other teams were taunting us, laughing at us, said the Mentos were better than us. And we just said, you know what, let's lose with class, and eventually we'll win, and we're winning with class. And I'm just happy for him, because you can talk about what this is all about. I've been lucky. I've had other teams, but for these guys, it's an unknown what this feels like, you know, the euphoria of winning, the raising of the cup, and it'll stay with them for the rest of their lives. So it's something that is defining. It's something that they can always take with them as that they're a champion.
Dante Hanoud scores the game-winning goal in overtime in Game 7 and has been a key contributor since arriving. What can you say about his play and what he means to this group?
Well, he's done great since he's been over here. You know, he's a big part of our team, and, you know, he's a dynamic player. He plays both ends of the rink, and I think the best thing about him is he's a real good teammate, and that's important in our room, because being a good teammate comes first.
Ian Scott's the MVP of the playoffs. What can you say about his performance this year?
Yeah, he's been, obviously, the goaltending position is the most important, and you know what, he's been a rock for us. Something breaks down, he's there, and we're happy to have him. It's an important position. We have him, and we're lucky to have him.
It wasn't easy. It took seven games. It took overtime. What can you say about the Vancouver Giants and how much of a test they gave you guys?
They just wouldn't go away. You know, after that first period in Game 3, they could have went away. they didn't. They just got more determined, and they made it tough on us, I'll tell you. You know, I aged a few years over there, and they played real heavy. You know, they were a heavy team. They were a relentless team, and they just wouldn't go away. So, a typical Western Conference team. But tonight our guys just weren't going to be denied.
1985 is the last time the Prince Albert Raiders were Western Hockey League champions. I know you've mentioned the city, but, you know, how significant is this to the people of Prince Albert, the fans of the Raiders, considering how long it's been for this franchise?
Well, it's big. You know, we're a small market, and it takes a lot to make this thing work. And, you know, a couple of years ago, we were probably getting 1,200 people in the building. That's tough to survive on that. And you can do all the marketing you want, but in the end, it's winning that is your best marketing. And it's tough, you know. It's a small market to do this. Swift Current did it last year. We did it this year, and it's not an easy thing to do. So you have to have good people, and good people starts with the players. And as good of players we have better people. And I'm really happy for them that they can experience this, and it'll carry with them for the rest of their lives.
Last question I'll ask you. You guys aren't done now. You get to go to Halifax and play for another trophy. What's the message to the guys heading into the Memorial Cup?
Well, you know what? We want a trophy that's pretty special, but the one out in Halifax is a holy grail. It's a tough trophy to win. Been lucky to be there a couple times, won it once, and it's a tough trophy, especially, you know, we're ending on a Monday. We play Friday. We have travel, long travel, 3 hours time difference. It's tough, but you know what? These are tough guys, and we're not done yet.
All right, thanks for this, Coach. Best of luck.
Okay, thank you.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
It was quite the breakout season for Prince Albert Raiders forward Brett Leeson. It began with a 30-game point streak to collect 64 points in that stretch, followed by a trip to the 2019 World Junior Hockey Championship to represent Canada, and now an Edschanout Cup.
With Prince Albert Raiders forward Brett Leeson, Brett, you're a Western Hockey League champion. How's that feel right now?
Feels fantastic. You know, it's what we worked all year for, and to finally come true and be part of this, something special.
It took overtime in Game 7. What sort of feelings are going on the bench? What kind of conversations are you having? Because it took late until that overtime period before we had a resolution.
Just lots of nerves on the bench. You know, everyone's fighting. A little mistake can be costly, but we battled. You know, I think we took it for to him for most of the third in overtime, and we're lucky enough to get that final goal to send the crowd erupting.
You mentioned the crowd. What can you say about the people of Prince Albert, the Arthauser Center, and the energy they've brought through the playoffs?
It's been crazy, you know. Never seen this type of energy and the dedication for the fans that we have here. It's been something special. All playoffs, and especially tonight, it was crazy, and just it erupted when that goal went in, and that's nice to be a part of.
Ian Scott at the other end of the rink is the playoff MVP. What can you say about his performance this year?
He's been backbone to our team all year, you know. Unbelievable goalie, and he's just always been there. Had saves many games for us in the playoffs, too, you know. He had quite a few shutouts and quite a few big games to backbone us for this championship.
All right, last question I'll ask you, then I'll let you go celebrate some more. You're off to Halifax now. You get to play for another trophy. What's it going to take to win there?
It's another step, you know. Best teams from all three leagues are there. So just another step in the way, you know. Everybody's going to be good, and, you know, we just need to buy in every single day. And hopefully we can bring home another trophy.
All right, thanks for this, Brett. Congratulations.
Thank you.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Vancouver Giants were just a goal away from being only the second team in WHL history to fight back from being down 3-1 in a championship series. Last done by the 1981 Victoria Cougars. First-year head coach of the Giants, Michael Dick, has a lot to be proud with in his group. Taylor Rocha caught up with him post-game.
What sort of feelings are you going through right now?
Well, obviously really disappointed, but, very proud of our group. Very proud of the way our guys responded, the way they played. I mean, the playoffs, we did so many good things, and this group's come so far in a year, but the way we battled through, some tough times in this series to respond after Game 3 and make a push to come back here and push this to overtime. I couldn't be prouder of a group of guys.
You talk about the battle. You fight, stave off elimination twice. You get to game seven. You get to overtime. What does that say about the character that exists in your dressing room?
It is a reflection of our character, a reflection of the grit that we have, the mental toughness, the determination. For our 20-year-olds, obviously they don't get an opportunity to come back, but left a legacy and a foundation that we can build on here. And for younger guys, we got to learn from this. It stinks, and I think it'll make us stronger and make us better in the long run.
You talk about, learning lessons and this making you stronger in the long run. What's the message to the group, as you hope to propel them in that direction?
The message right now, I don't think there's anything that we can say right now that, is going to resonate with them right now. They're devastated right now, but they'll realize the significance of what we accomplished in a couple of days, and we'll create a hunger this summer, and again, it's a foundation to build on. Next year's a new year. It's a different team, but the foundation's in place. We finally got some banners in our dressing room. We haven't had them for a decade, and won some respect again.
Though I know it obviously didn't end the way you had hoped it would tonight, I think it's safe to say your group, your team, accomplished a great deal this season. When you look back on this year, how will you remember it?
I think we'll remember it, based on the resolve and the resiliency that we've had. There were a lot of times this year that we came back in hockey games. We never ever quit. That's a reflection of how they played together and played for each other and believed in each other, and through the playoffs. So what we experienced, what we encountered, is so valuable for our younger guys and for our older players. They've left this place in a better state than they found it, and so they've left us a legacy.
All right, thanks for this, Coach, and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you.
And that's the show. Special thanks to Taylor Rocha for his help this week on the ice there with the Raiders postgame. And thanks to all our radio partners across the WHL who contribute each and every week. Couldn't do it without you guys. Thanks a lot. Hey, good luck to the Prince Albert Raiders for the 2019 Memorial Cup presented by Kia. That's the season of WHL this week. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners.